What were the names of them?
Oh, we had the living room and the kitchen, the bathroom. We had a screened-in back porch, cement floor. You see, our family was quite large. So, and the child next to me is 9 years older than I.
Mm-hmm.
So the rest of the family have a closeness in their age, you
mm-hmm.
see. And we had, of course, we had three bedrooms. These were all upstairs. And the living room was upstairs. Then our kitchen and our back porch and the bathroom. And then we had what we call a wash house.
Mm-hmm.
It was all combined there.
Was your wash house a separate building?
No, that's just what we called it.
Was it a separate room?
Because it was a separate room. It was off from our back porch. And Daddy had fixed it for a washroom, you see, because he had to fix a hot plate and all
mm-hmm.
those things, see, to heat the water at that time for us. And then we took a portion of this and made our bathroom, you see.
Mm-hmm.
Up to that time, we didn't even have the bathroom.
Just that little thing out and back.
You said that.
What did you call that little thing out and back?
Oh, what did I call it? I don't know. I don't even remember.
And one fellow down in Northeast Texas was checking on this. And talked to an old man who was sitting in the porch, and the old man said, "We call it the basement."
Well, I don't know. It seemed to me like that I was very blunt with it. I might have just called it the toilet. I don't know. But anyway, I can remember one time getting locked in that thing. Oh, yes, the little latch locked on me. And I sort of have claustrophobia anyway. I have learned that in later years. I didn't know what it was then. But I want you to know I nearly went wild in that thing. And that was along about the time that the city was making the sewer line down by our place, you see, so
mm-hmm.
that we could change things a little bit. And there were men down there digging those ditches. I screamed and I screamed and I screamed. And finally one of those men came up and turned that latch for me so I could get out and I could... I never did even look back. I just ran just as hard as I could to the house.
I had a friend who had an uncle who was a very playful fellow. He had one of those old things out and back, but he had a lot of city friends who'd come and visit him and put a chain in it.
Yeah.
And, of course, being city people, they just reach up and pull the chain automatically, but he had this fixed. So it would ring a bell, it would spring wound, and then a board would come down and lock the door. How did you heat your house?
Well, we had gas heating.
Is this when you were a very little girl that you had gas, or did this come
Yes,
later?
When we moved to Harmony. See, we weren't down to this place at Prue very long.
Uh-huh.
Probably not more than 3 or 4 years, something like that. And now while we were at Prue, we probably used wood. I don't remember. I was small enough, but I don't remember that part.
Mm-hmm.
Mama has told me about it, though, how she used to heat the water in the yard.
How are most houses heated here in the early days?
Well, we had, there were a lot of people here who burned wood. Of course, we aren't a coal
mm-hmm.
part of the country, you know.